Our lead story, Saudi and Bahraini troops have demolished two other mosques in Bahrain, one in the town of Hamad and the other in Sitra. Troops from both Saudi Arabia and Bahrain had earlier surrounded the city of Sitra. For weeks now, Saudi-backed Bahraini troops have destroyed several mosques. There were also reports of soldiers setting up checkpoints in and around Sitra. Troops have also surrounded a medical center and have destroyed several tribal guest houses. Meanwhile, the ruling Al-Khalifa family has asked the court to dissolve two opposition parties, including the Al-Wafaq group. Since the trigger of the Bahraini revolution back in mid-February, hundreds of anti-government protesters have been arrested.
"We sacrificed our soul and blood for you, Martyr." That's what these Bahraini protesters are shouting as they continue protests against the monarchy which has ruled the island for decades. It looks like the harsh crackdown on protesters has failed to work. The protesters denounced the torture of jailed demonstrators. Several detainees have died under interrogation. The daughter of prominent human rights activist Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja recalls how the regime forces attacked their house to capture her father.
"They broke down the building door and they broke down our apartment door and straight away attacked my father without giving him a chance to speak and without giving any reason for his arrest. They dragged my father down the stairs and started beating him in front of me."
Tens of thousands of kilometers away, Zainab's sister Maryam, who is also a rights activist, questioned the U.S. Secretary of State over Washington's silence towards the crackdown in Bahrain.
"My father and my two brother-in-laws and my uncle have all gone missing. We don't know where they are, and it's been several days, and we're afraid for their lives. Already four people have died, and their bodies have showed up with torture marks on them. And I think it's really necessary for the U.S. government to make a strong statement about what's going on in Bahrain, because these are U.S. allies at the end of the day. Thank you very much."
Other Western countries have also been accused of turning a blind eye to the dire situation in Bahrain.